Music lives among the flowers at Longwood Gardens in Chester County. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the performing arts have always had a home at this estate-turned-botanical garden, which spans over 1,000 acres with woodlands, meadows, fountains, and, of course, gardens. 20 outside and 20 inside its 4-acre conservatory.
When industrialist Pierre DuPont designed this as his summer home, he had performing arts in mind, says Longwood director Paul Redman.
Our exhibition hall, which is the beautiful conservatory that has the wet floor, the beautiful fern trees, that's actually a performance hall where there is a fountain now. It was actually an orchestra pit.
DuPont also created an open-air theater for warm weather performances.
One of his buddies at the time was John Philip Sousa. And so Mr. Sousa and his band were regulars here at Longwood. Mr. DuPont was a big fan of Gilbert and Sullivan.
My gallant crew, good morning. Sir, good morning.
Although he initially had a small organ console.
When he added what is now the East Conservatory and the ballroom, he used that as an opportunity to build what is now the world's largest residential organ.
Today, Longwood Gardens continues in the spirit of its founder.
We are striving for excellence in garden design, horticulture, education, and the arts. It's probably the first time that Longwood has externally communicated to the world that arts are as important as education and horticulture.
With performances in classical, jazz, and world music, in addition to organ and carillon recitals, flowers bloom and music lives at Longwood Gardens.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.